Sadhyatma Saridaivascha Saributa Iti Trida Iratrano Dasabhudha Nikadhardayena Cha Sadhyatma Saridaivascha Prano dasabhidha Nitya dhardayena cha Madhyatma sadhidaivascha Sadibhuta kitido Prano dasabhidha
Anybody else, ladies?
adhyatma.
Sarvadharma.
The body and mind with all the senses.
The body and mind with all the senses.
Sa-adhi-daiva.
Sa-adhi-daiva.
And the controlling demigods of the senses.
The controlling demigods of the senses.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Sa-adhi-bhuta.
Sa-adhi-bhuta.
The present objective.
The present objective.
Iti.
Iti.
Das.
Siddha,
Sri,
Vira,
Gigantic,
Prana,
Moving Force,
Dasha
Dibha, Ten Kinds,
Ekada,
One Only,
Hridayena,
The Living Energy, Cha,
Also,
The Gigantic Universal. Virat Prana, the moving force. Living energy.
What does it say up there? The heart.
Okay, anyway. Which came first? These books are the old books. I mean, generally, in 99% of cases, we die of the heart. I know, but this, I could give a whole discussion on that for a couple of But, I mean, this is the only place where it says energy, but it doesn't mean probably didn't say that. But everyone knows big God means the heart. So maybe there's no energy in the heart, that's wrong. The gigantic universal form is represented by 3, 10, and 1 in the sense that he is the body and the mind and the senses. He is the dynamic force for all movements by 10 kinds of life energy. He is the one heart. That's translation, does it still say heart? Okay. Where life energy is generated. Okay. Alright, so she read that. And I'm supposed to read the last paragraph, which says, but I'll read a few sentences from before. Okay, the complete central force, so we have a quote, Sarvasya Chaham Yudhisan Yudhisto Matasmati Yudhanam Apolhanam Cha. Well, we were talking about the various 10 types of air, and some of them were very subtle. Fine, 5 main ones. The main one is the prana that we discussed that in the first part of this. And all the airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. The central energy is superior energy of the Lord, which is seated within the heart and soul of the body that acts under the guidance of the Lord. This is explained. Didn't have this range set. The complete central force is generated from the heart by the Lord who is seated there and who helps the conditioned soul remembering and forgetting. The conditioned state is due to the soul's forgetfulness of his relationship of subordination. Maya Mudda Jivya Nahi Sota Krishna Jyan Jivya Krishna Kripai Kole Krishna Ved Puran. And so that verse is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I don't remember what chapter, 22. Number 22. And Maya Mudra Jiva Nahi Svata Krishna Jnana means the living entity is forgetful. Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Nadi Bhai Mukh. The Bhulya, Tomara Bhulya, Samsara Asya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I forgot you. Now that's the question. Did we forget Are we permanently forgetful, or did we remember before? Did we know at one time?
Talk about it.
So we can talk about that. But it says anadi, so we'll have to go back to before time. And we can discuss it when we get back to before time. Krishna Bhuli. Bhuli means to forget. So we're generally forgetful, stupid, in illusion. Maya Mugda means illusion by Maya. And Maya, Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan, Swata. Swata means by yourself, on your own. It also says that the Vedas are Swata Pramana. On their own, they're the proof. So therefore we have to accept the essence of the Vedas. Saram Saram Samudritam Srimad Bhagavatam. Saram means the essence. Tomara Saram. And therefore that's why we're reading the essence. We're not reading it really. Pibata Bhagavatam. We're supposed to be looking it. Looking with the ears. Pibata Bhagavatam. Vasan Arayan. We're meant to become Rasika. Sometimes that word is taboo, but it's given right there in the beginning of Bhagavatam. We can't, as the Bengali say, what is the Bengali saying? Don't jump over the horse to eat the grass. Gas kabu, what's the first thing? Bengalis have the funniest, best thing, of course. The horse has to eat the grass, then you can ride the horse. And if you eat the grass, you'll be walking in the only the horse is grass. So don't get ahead of ourselves, but still, Mahaprabhu has come Ujvala Sa to give the highest rasa, which we're supposed to connect. And what a lot of that rasa is here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, other things, but Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam Amalam, Vaishnavanam Priyam, is so dear. So with that other verse by Vishnu, it says, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanam, Prema Pramatama. So after the Prema, Prema is in the Bhagavatam. So we want that. Kim Tat Ishvare, Kim Bhat. Also says in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, there's no other need of any other literature. So we have to stick to Bhagavatam. There's other things. All our acharyas have commented on Bhagavatam, have been inspired by Bhagavatam. Without Bhagavatam, not too much else there, but did Bhagavatamrita, Akhilasamrita Sindhu, all those swamis have been inspired by Srimad Bhagavatam. With Yasya, in the heart. It says here in the heart. So this is an important word, actually. So important. Nice word. Sohidam, Suhidam Sabadhutana. Vidyashyarjuna Krishna, in the heart, and also coming from the heart of Krishna, and Krishna is reminding us from within the heart. And Rupa Goswami, none other than Rupa Goswami, saying in the beginning of Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, Vidyasya Pranayadarat Pravati Toham Varata Rupa. He's describing himself as a great fool. Although he said, I'm starting to write this book. Varaka Rupa. Still, he says, Rupa is Varaka, a fool. So we should not, Mahaprabhu himself is describing when he's speaking with the Mayavadi Sannyasis, Prakashananda himself, his spiritual master designated him also a fool. You are a fool, you don't have any knowledge. Of course, after that he explained and crushed all their arguments. So, maybe we cannot do like that. But it probably says that Mahaprabhu is enlivening all the animals even to chant. But at least we cannot do that. We maybe get them human beings, Dhuipad Kashyap, to chant the holy name. So from within the heart, Rupa Goswami is saying, he, in his second verse there, very nice verse, Vishnupadaranaya, Bhakti Vaka Rupopi. Tasya Hare Pada Kamalam Bande Chaitanya Devasya. First thing he said, I have to offer respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing. We can say it's such an important day, but every day is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing. He's always here. A Chaitanya Midam Vishvam Yari Chaitanya Nishtaram. and it's said by our Prabhupada and Saraswati, but without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this world is nothing, blank. A Chaitanya, there's no life force. He is the life force. Idam Vishvam, this whole universe. Is it Idam Vishvam, Bhagavan, Vipro, Yato, Jagatam, Yamaha, somewhere. This material world looks material if you are materialistic, but by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything appears very wonderful, and even this material world, not rejected by the Vaishnava. Okay, so we'll read this. The conditioned state is due to the soul's forgetfulness of his relation of subordination to the Lord. One who wants to continue to forget the Lord is helped by the Lord to forget him birth after birth. So there's one old lecture, old means it's ever fresh, but from 66 or so, because there was one devotee who had taken initiation, the very first initiation. But in that little talk, Prabhupada was describing his forgetfulness, and he said that one of the devotees had met Stradish in the street and said, "Oh, Stradish, what happened to you? You should come back to the storefront." And so Stradish said, "No, I've forgotten all about that." But Prabhupada was telling the story. Even the bad scenario, he's in Maya and Prabhupada had great hope for him. But he said, "No, I've forgotten all about that." So Prabhupada said, "Therefore," he said, "if you want, you can forget forever." So, anadi means condition. Nitya bandha. But one who remembers him by dint of association with the devotee of the Lord is helped to remember him more and more. So more and more, that's a nice word, because those two or three words, that more and more means Ananda Buddhi Bhagavan is ever expanding. So when we read in Adi Lila, different chapters in Adi Lila, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami, is channeling Chaitanya. How much respect do we have for Kaviraj Goswami? He is channeling Mahaprabhu speaking. He heard it, of course, but he's giving it. And so there he describes in some of his own poetry, other poetry, how Krishna's increasing it's like never been done before. Whenever Krishna sees Radharani, he's like never saw before, it's ever increasing, not tiring, boring like the material world, the spiritual world, ever increasing, so more and more is very significant. Thus the conditioned soul can ultimately go back home back to Godhead. This process of transcendental help of the Lord is described in Gita as follows. Tesham sattva yuktanam bhajatam pitipurvatam vadami buddhi yogam tam yena mahamupayam tite. The buddhi yoga process of self-realization with intelligence transcendental to the mind, which is devotion service, can alone elevate one from the conditioned state of material entanglement in the cosmic construction. The conditioned state of the living entity is like that of a person who is within the depths of a huge mechanical arrangement. Which verse is that in the Gita, 18th chapter? On a machine, yantra. So usually you never hear this. This is unique, one unique thing. Everything's unique here, but this is a huge, huge mechanical arrangement. So we're seated on a machine. The Prabhupada is describing the whole material world as a huge mechanical arrangement, mechanistic. So mental speculators can reach the point of Buddha Yoga after many, many lifetimes of speculation. Janmanamante, Bahamam Janmanamante, Yanaramam Prabhupada. Vasudev Sarvamiti Samaha. So different times, especially if you're in India or somewhere, they might designate someone as a Mahatma, Mahajan Mahatma. But there Krishna is giving you strict recognition. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So Prabhupada said, why you want to waste so many lifetimes? Bahunam means many, many. Bahusam Bhavante. What's that verse? Bahusam Bhavante. That means many births, it's in 11th canto of that. After many births, Utishtaka Jagata, Tapya Brahma Bodhita. Now that you're human, Atapo Brahma Jigyasa, in the human form of life, you can ask all these questions and find out what's going on. So the Gyanis have been doing that. It's also described in the 12th chapter, in the beginning of the Gita 12th chapter, that after Klesho Dikataras Tesham, Avyakta Shatra Chetasam, Avyakta Hidhir Dutta. Arjuna asked, which is really the best? Should we meditate? Because Arjuna's already heard, just imagine he's heard 11 chapters of Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. And he's already said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shashvatam, Adi. He's described, you are the Supreme Brahman, Adi Deva, Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha. He said, I already accepted. Sarvameta Bhutamanya Yanmam Bharasikesha Nahite Bhagavan. Only you can understand. Swayamevatmanatmanam Veda Kampuja. Only you can really understand the glories. And it's been described through the 7th chapter, Maya Saptamanapartha. Think of me. Still, just for our clarification, because we are such fools. Manda, slow. Mandaksya manda matayo. Very unfortunate. Mandaksya manda manda bhagya. Always disturbed. Even if we're not disturbed, we carry our phone, make sure we get disturbed. Oh, I haven't been disturbed in 5 minutes. Let me get disturbed. So, they gave you a little phone call while you were disturbing the book. Yeah. Yeah. So, we're always disturbed. So, therefore, Arjuna representing us. Arjuna is not so unintelligent, but again, for our clarification, he asked Krishna, and Krishna says that avyakta sakta chetas, and those whose mind, their hearts, are attached to the avyakta, is very difficult, but they can also achieve me after many births. Similar thing is said in that same line, that te prapnavanti mameva sarva bhuta hitevata. It's not so easy though, because after a long time, take properly, then they'll come to me, but also sarva bhuta hitevata. They have to do very good works for many lifetimes, sarva bhuta, for all the beings. It's already been described in the 5th chapter of the Gita. Sarva bhuta atma bhuta atma kurvana pina vishnita. A person who was described as topmost yogi, devotee, of course, Sarva-bhutatma. He's dear to everyone, everyone is dear to him. Still, for clarification, things are emphasized in different ways in Bhagavad Gita. So, Buddha Yoga is all in the 2nd chapter. I've described Buddha Yoga, and Krishna tells Arjuna. And the Buddha Yoga, so many things are there in the 2nd chapter. You can read the different verses. Rasamsi Jinani Tavahara. Bodies are changing, like forward, we're giving them off. Nainam Chindanti Shastrani, you can't be cut by the weapons. All this is parts of Buddha Yoga. So, in this verse, Teshan Sukhata Yuktanam, this is one of the 4 nutshell verses. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavol. You'll find them in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Anyone here doesn't know them? Raise your hand. No, I'm just kidding. If everyone in here doesn't know those nutshell verses, then you should find out what they are and read them and study them. So, one example of this verse being applied by Prabhupada is in 1975 in Atlanta. Prabhupada shook his head anymore. The devotees were, at that time, had the library party. So, it was a little intimidating that they went to all these big professors, but devotees were not big professors, but they had to confront, and still they have to, big so-called pundits. Vimukta-mani now. Sometimes they don't even think they're liberated, but they don't know the goal of the pundit is to become liberated in person. Says Lord Bhagavatam. Vimukta-mani now. They think they're liberated. Avashuddha-buddhaya. But they're definitely Avashuddha-buddhaya. Maya-parita-jnana. Krishna described. Their intelligence is stolen by illusion. But still, because devotees want some encouragement from Prabhupada, Mahabuddhi, he was in the early party, very good salesman. Wrong personality, everybody knows what he's not shy. So he asked Prabhupada that he felt like he wasn't so learned how to deal with all these big so-called intellectuals in the university. So Prabhupada quoted this way, that the Dhammi Buddhi Yoga, that Krishna will give you, somehow you will get that intelligence. Another time, Prabhupada used this verse, in New Vrindavan, there was a, well, New Vrindavan, yeah, I think it happened in New Vrindavan, but some sannyasis were telling Prabhupada that, how will we deal with these so-called yogis and gurus, swamis? They say they don't need Bhagavad Gita, that they themselves, they can realize God, or you are God. So this is a common thing. Actually, it's fallen out of favor now. There's so much kirtan spreading around the world. But this is something that they'll say. Different things. They don't need Bhagavad Gita. They don't need to hear about from Krishna. So Prabhupada was asking those different devotees for different verses. He was surprised. He wasn't surprised. Prabhupada was surprised. But he was asking, so what will you tell them? And they were quoting various slokas. And he quoted four or five different verses, and Prabhupada was not pleased. And he said, no, why you don't know Bhagavad Gita? No, so he quoted this verse, that, and especially Bhajatam Kiti Purvatam, means love, Kiti, love for Krishna, and Krishna also has love for the devotee. Therefore, he gives the intelligence. So Prabhupada said, do you think that they're getting intelligence? No. They're not, because they're not Kiti Purvatam. Just like Prabhupada told that John Lennon and his girlfriend wife, they said, there's so many Bhagavad Gita Swamijis, so it's very confusing what to do. You have to see who's most addicted to Krishna. So that they couldn't argue with that. Prabhupada is most addicted to Krishna. Nobody else is talking about Krishna. So this is this verse. That from within, Dhammi Buddhi Yogam. So Buddhi Yogam is a synonym for Bhakti Yoga. It's not exactly, but it stresses the idea that you have to have intelligence also. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, be intelligent. We're not always acting so intelligent. So Prabhupada would say, be intelligent. Why can't you act intelligently? If you're sincere, then Krishna would be intelligent. So the mission state living enemy is that of a person. We read all that. Because the Buddha Yoga process entails no fear of deterioration or retrogression at any time, is the guaranteed path to self-realization, a kutobayam. That the two birds, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 240, they're mental speculators and Buddha Yoga, that's in 240 the Buddha Yoga is. What is it, 240? Huh? I didn't know 240. What's 240? After that, I don't know. Exactly. Yeah. Huh? Is that 240? Yeah, same. Because he says no deterioration.
Yeah, now we come on.
Because he's referring and saying, swapam apyashu, even a little advancement, there's not, doesn't deteriorate. So it's eternal bank account that would receive the benefit of the 20 years. The mental speculators cannot understand that the two birds, the circus, star, and the sunset, sitting in one tree, are the soul and physical. So they want to say that it's kind of stupid when you think about it. Why would you want to be the main only bird of the tree? They don't know about the tree, but these two birds, Ketragyam Chapi Mambidi, this beginning of the 13th chapter, the whole 13th chapter, very nice book, nice chapter, describing, especially Upadrashta, she quoted yesterday, Anumantra, he's the committer, and many other verses there describing the super soul, that his hands and legs are everywhere. But at the same time, Krishna has, he accepts everything, but he doesn't need a material hand. Apani Pado Javano Guhita. He accepts everything, but he doesn't even have hands and legs. And he sees everything. So Chakshu, he doesn't have any material eye, but he sees. Pasyatya Chakshu. He sees also through our eyes. Interestingly enough, Advaita Acharya, we can think Advaita Acharya is the greatest Brahmin, but he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to ask about this verse. How does that start? There? No, the one that he has hands and legs everywhere. Sadhata panipadam tak sadhatokhi shalom mukam sadhata shuti maloke sadhama vritya tishtiti. He's everywhere, as described in this chapter. Sadhama vritya, by his super soul, by his Brahman, he's penetrated. Brahmanohita tishtam. But Krishna says, Brahmanohita, this whole Brahman, this whole material manifestation, he's penetrating everywhere. As Yashya Prabhava Ravato, not just here on the planet, but every planet. Galoka Ava Nivasat Rakiratma Bhukta, we're reading that in the morning sometime. He's in Galoka, but he's expanding. Anuola Niyam Mahato Mahana. Even if we say we're very humble, small, living in these very tiny, Jiva Sukshma, very subtle. Sukshma hamapya ham jiva. But I am that jiva, I am that subtle jiva, Krishna says in the 11th chant. You think, like Prabhupada said, you may think you're very insignificant, but immediately someone will come more insignificant than you. You think you're very great. Immediately, Prabhupada said, someone will come greater than you. All those big, big sportsmen getting so much adulation, and then some younger guys come, boom. Either gradually or quickly, not totally forgotten, but they push aside. Newer guys come, younger people, movie star, very nice. He's giving someone, oh, such a handsome guy. So amazing. And then he's 50, 60, 70. Don't hear too much about it. They got a new guy. There's always somebody superior to him. Krishna is the most superior. Anuraniyam, Mahato Mahiyan. He's bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. So many of these Upanishads, Vasupana, here Prabhupada quoting Vasupana, two verses in the third chapter of Sri Sukhara. Vasupana, two birds in the tree. So where in the tree? There's one very nice prayer by baby Krishna. He's in the womb. He's not a baby yet, but he's in the womb. And Satyavritam, Pisatyam, but the next verse, I think, Kaino Sol, Vi. Palas Trimulam. So it described the whole situation of this one bird in the tree of the body. And if you know that verse, which I could strain my brain to remember, but it says, Akanino soul, this one body, Eko, and it goes on to 10 different things. See, we have this numbers like this 10, but there's 10 different things in that verse. And if you know all of them, you can describe the body very nicely to anybody. It's pretty amazing verse. So Ekaino soul, the one body, Vipalas, he's getting two fruits, happiness and distress. Two fruits. Trimulash, and he's nourished how? By three modes of nature, three roots, Trimulash. Then it says, Chatu Rasa. Chatu Rasa means the four tastes, which are religiosity, or French gratification, economic development, religiosity, and most categories. Four things. That's what generally, of course, most people are not after liberation, but they're after sense gratification. They're not even after religiosity. But it's meant for actual, if a human being happens to read that, someone is not just a move on, he might get something out of it. Right? So, Chatu Rasa, Panchavida. So the punch of five, so we had four tastes of these religiosity, economic development. Then the five things are these senses, especially the active senses. Panchavida, Sat Atma. Then we have five of these working senses, and six circumstances are described. This is just the second line now, but six circumstances are illusion, birth, death, illusion, lamentation, like that. There's six of them. Hunger, thirst. Very nice things in the material world. Meditate. So this, if we're in the body, we're trying to enjoy apart from Krishna, we have to suffer these 10 things mentioned there. These 10 circles. This is six. Sadhida, seven. Twag. Sadhida means sapta twag. Seven things are the coverings of the body, like the bark on a tree. There's skin, fat, marrow, bone, muscle, someone described all these seven things. And ashta, eight things, means these eight material elements. So navavida means the nine holes of the body, the eyes, the nose, the left and all those things. These things are described very much detail when you read 410 of our Paramjana. He's living in the city of nine gates. So there you have the ekka, you know, the one body, the two birds, the two fruits, rather, being philosophy, nourished by the three modes of nature, and then the four different things, then the five things, then the six things, then the septus, and seven. Those are the coverings, the bark on the tree. So the body's like the tree. We're enjoying in this as birds in this tree, but the body's also like the tree. We're not just birds, we actually have this body of the tree. And it's cut down. Dasha. Finally, at the end, it says that there's also these 10 airs. They're like compared to the leaves on the tree. Of course, the leaf is just symbolic. There's many more leaves, you cannot count, especially on a banyan tree, because people are, the verse in the Sri Sutara describing the banyan tree has many leaves. Any tree has many leaves, you cannot count. I mean, if you want to sit down and count them, you're welcome to. But, so that's all described there by the devas in their prayers to Krishna in the womb. Asa, Chari, Adi, Vriksha, this is the original tree in this whole material world, and specifically, so we are the bird in the tree with the tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the tree. Alokika Vriksha, he's not a regular ordinary tree. This tree moves, and he also waters the tree. He waters it. The gardener, Eka Malika, he says, I'm only one gardener in this tree, of this garden. I need help. I'm creating so many fruits. I'm already self-satisfied. So the Panchatattva, they give out these fruits to everybody. Sometimes. They say, everyone must eat these fruits. Chaitanya says, Ama Agya, by my order, become guru and distribute these fruits. And what will happen? Ajare Amare. That means everyone will become, at least the human beings or anybody else who wants to try, Ajare Amare, that become free of old age and death. That's the necessity of watering this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. We're all part of the tree. We read in the Adi Lila, chapter 13, the 14th, describing the different aspects of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the original, and then Advaita and Nityananda of this tree. We want to take shelter of that amazing tree, not the tree of this ordinary material body, the birds trying to eat, enjoy separately. Sthena, Krishna says in the Gita, third chapter, Yoshkena Avasan, the thief, they're trying to eat and live by themselves apart. They don't accept Yajna, they come on the local Yom Kamanaja. They're called Karma Bandana, they're entangled. Because Satsanga Chari Kaino Asate Balas, we, as Narottam Das has said, Satsanga Chari Kaino, we gave up the Sat, Satanta Sangam, association with devotees. Well, we give up the association with devotees. But he's taking himself. Narottam Das is the greatest Uttama, now he's the best of the devotees. But he's telling like that for our benefit. Satsanga Charikano Asate, and we try to enjoy in this asat. Asatomam Sadhaman, but we're meant to give up this asat, come to the eternal. Therefore the devotees are called sat. Satam Pasanga Mamabhirya Sambhida. And when they come together, Mamabhirya Sambhido will be very powerful. Therefore this one of the five limbs of bhakti, Janma, Hoy Sarvasanga. Krishna Bhakti Janma Hoy Sarvasanga. Sarvasanga is the original mula of Krishna consciousness. So best thing is stay in the association. Prabhupada said, don't go outside. Don't go outside. Even in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, don't go out. Why they're going out? From Sanskrit, this they were complaining that they want to go out and learn more Sanskrit, more Sanskrit. And ultimately, now they're in mind. Now and for a long time. Still going on. So when you give that up, they gave it up. They thought they were smarter. So I said, no. You want, then you give better class here. That's all. So we're very weak. Described by even Kaviraj Goswami says, Dogame Kati Mandasya Skalapadagati Mahu Yakripa Yasti Dhani Na Santa Santa Valambanam. I have to take the stick on Ambanam of mercy, Chaitanya Kripa, Vibhavalokana Poro, cast your merciful glance on me. So he says, I am slipping, my feet are slipping, Kaviraj Goswami says. Durgame, my path is very tricky, very puffy, andasha. And he's blind, he says, blind. He also said like that. Ayodhara-yana-radhina-mango, you're the most merciful, Guru-su. Give me your sight. Even Arjuna says, give me the dhammi. Give me divine eyes. Krishna says, yes, I will give you divine eyes. You can see now. Otherwise, we're slipping here again and then. So even Kaviraj Goswami says, let me take the mercy of these acharyas as my support. That's all. We don't want to go out. Bahe Artamanina. Bahe Artamanina means that we find value in Artamanina, that which is in our own mind or outside of Krishna consciousness. Okay, so even at the Gita Shloka, the individual soul eats the fruit of the tree while the other bird does not eat the fruit but only observes. Watching. Prabhupada described that just like the man's walking his dog. And they love their dog. That's probably a big sign. And the dog's doing his business. But the man is just so walking and enjoying it. The man loves the dog. Interesting. The Prabhupada said how he saw them walking dog when he came to, I don't think in India they even had that in Prabhupada's time, but walking dog, and you see that very much. But in America you saw so many dogs walking and passing, I don't know what they passed. But the Prabhupada said, if I bring a cow here and it passes here in the street, oh, immediately I'll be arrested. But he said, they're distributing this dog to So you have to laugh because probably even he's not trying even to be funny, but he's so funny. And without any effort, there's a side distributing. Are they distributing it? They are. They're distributing it, and the government is distributing it. The government doesn't say, don't walk, walk. No, they say, you scoop it up now. I mean, it used to be they didn't scoop it up. But that's even crazy. You're scooping up dog poop in the street. You know, just think about it. I mean, very unpleasant. So we're like these little dogs. But you can satisfy a dog, I would say. A very wealthy man might be walking a dog, but you cannot make friends with him a little bit. Oh, yeah, your dog, how's your dog? My dog. Oh, does your dog do that? Yeah, my dog. Prabhupada said they keep the dog at the table. In America, they say dog is best friend. So Prabhupada said, why have they said that? In America, they say, because they are dog. We don't want to get too controversial. Prabhu, I have a dog in my house. Why did you say that? So yeah, I'm cute little dog. Thank you. So individual soul. Vaishnava Chakor Tomara Kukor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am dog. I'm your dog. He's saying, Guru, I'm your dog. I will stay outside and protect your house. So if we surrender to the Guru, Prabhupada said, why the example of the dog is there? Because the dog theoretically surrendered to the master. Even if he kills the dog, Prabhupada said, even if he kills the dog does not protect. He gave that example, wanted to be surrendered to the Guru. All right, so without attachment, the witnessing bird helps the fruit-eating bird perform fruitful activities. One who cannot understand this difference between the soul and super soul, or God and living entity, is certainly still in the entanglement of cosmic machinery, and thus must still await the time when he will be free from bondage. All right, so question. Anybody there?
So, you know, what do we know about the fate of someone like this Tridesh, is that his name?
Who?
The devotee who left in this monastery.
Tridesh?
Yeah, yeah, that devotee. Because, you know, he did initiate, he set that eternal bond.
Well, on one hand, Prabhupada said he could forget forever. On the other hand, whatever he had is not lost. So, Navayajano Jati Katanchana Vajan Smaran Mukunda Smaran Smaran Mukundangu Pukuhananda Vasagraho Jana. He says, Narad Muni is telling Vyasadeva that even if somebody gives up as somehow immaturity, a pakva, then still he'll remember the ecstasy. Sometime he'll remember, oh yes, I used to be free from. In fact, some devotees, or not devotees, whatever they were, but devotees, if they took the Krishna conscious, sometimes they wanted to sue. They became very angry that I could not enjoy the material world because I was brainwashed. And in my brain, I could never really enjoy again once. And therefore, I will sue this time because they kept, whatever they try to enjoy, then you know you can't enjoy your separate, infinitesimal person. Their life was messed up, material life. So. I mean, you have a heart. You have to have a very good heart. Anything else? Okay, Hare Krishna.